In the news today, U.S. health officials say as many as 100 people may have had contact with an Ebola patient in Texas. Liberian national Thomas Eric Duncan is the first person to be identified with the virus in the United States. He arrived in Texas from Liberia 2 weeks ago. Officials in Dallas, Texas say 12 to 18 people had direct contact with Mr. Duncan. The officials also say they have ordered a family with whom the man stayed to remain in their home as a safety measure. No one has shown signs of infection, the officials say. Officials say the U.S. healthcare system is fully prepared to contain a spread of Ebola in the country. There have been more than 7,100 cases of Ebola reported in West Africa. More than 3,300 people have died from the disease. Hong Kong's chief executive, Leung Chun Ying, has offered to hold talks with pro-democracy student protesters. But he said he will not accept their call for him to resign. Mr. Leung spoke at a news conference late Thursday. He said he is going to send his chief secretary, Carrie Lam, to meet with protesters to discuss constitutional developments. Ms. Lam said she would contact the Hong Kong Federation of Students, which requested the meeting as soon as possible. Student protesters had threatened to occupy government buildings if Mr. Leung did not resign by the end of Thursday. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Thursday he hoped Ukraine's parliamentary election would help secure the country. The voting is set for October 26th. Mr. Putin said that Russia would welcome stability in Ukraine. He spoke to a gathering of investors in Moscow. He said the ending of the political and economic crisis in Ukraine is in Russia's national interest. Mr. Putin also called Ukraine Russia's most brotherly nation. Now, words in the news. Contact, noun, the act of touching or being close to a person or thing. Prepare, verb, to make ready, to put together. Request, verb, to ask for. Hope, verb, to expect, to believe there is a good chance that something will happen as wanted, to want something to happen. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on the use of vocabulary and grammar.